Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Visit the Poetry Foundation on the corner of Superior and Dearborn to explore their library of 40,000 books, attend public events, and view Frente a la Vida, Facing Life, a striking multidisciplinary art exhibition by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org. WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is Curious City. Last episode, we stumbled upon a funny coincidence. Curious City listener Emily Porter found a sweater at a thrift store, Mount Sinai Resale Shop in Lakeview. The sweater was beautifully made with a beige and brown woven pattern, and it had a designer label that said it was made right here in Chicago. So naturally, Emily asked us to track down this mystery Chicago designer. And as fate would have it, the designer happens to own the restaurant next door to Mount Sinai Resale Shop, the same restaurant where Emily gets margaritas on Fridays.
Hi, Maria. Hi. I have your sweater on.
Oh my God.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, man, what a goodie.
Like, does it get any more serendipitous than that?
It's perfect for today.
That designer's name is Maria Rodriguez, and I'm going to talk to her at her restaurant in a few minutes. But first, who is she? What was her life like as a fashion designer in Chicago?
Go around this way.
To answer that question, we took a trip to the Chicago History Museum.
All right, guys. We're going to the basement.
The person guiding us is the museum's collection manager for costume and textiles, Jessica Pashore.
You know, my job is really kind of like I'm a librarian of clothes, if that makes sense. So it's just instead of taking care of a book, it's taking care of an object that you wear.
Got it. Jessica took us to the museum's cavernous basement.
Okay, so welcome to Costume Storage. So this is South Costume Storage.
Picture boxes and boxes of various textiles, a glass case specifically for fragile hats, and even a refrigeration wing for the furs.
I assume it's like well insulated and waterproofed down here?
You know?
What Jessica also has in this collection is some Maria Rodriguez originals.
So Maria Rodriguez is known for doing her having her own weavings produced. So you see this one here is really quite fabulous.
One ensemble she showed us was white and baby blue, and it's giving beachwear.
This is more of like the athletic ensemble that she donated
to us. Bathing suit type situation?
You know, let's see, there's a jacket, trouser, and oh, that's the camisole that goes with it. Yes, yes, so a little more sporty, nautical.
The other ensemble reminded me that, yeah, Maria was designing in the 80s. Shoulder pads and layers everywhere.
So this is the outer jacket, and you have the leg warmers there. And then...
I mean, I could put all this on and just, like, model it.
Right? Then I would have to kill you.
Yes, exactly.
So then this is that inner sweater.
After that, Jessica proceeded to pull out a little dossier on Maria. There were clippings, headshots, articles, and one particular photo from Women's Wear Daily in 1982 featured the Chicago 21.
Yes, the Chicago 21. I actually have the article here with the photo. And so that photo is just fabulous.
These were 21 of the Chicago fashion designers who were showcased at the Apparel Center downtown.
So Hino Emily, Mark Heister, Richard Dayhoff, Maria Rodriguez, Helen Johnson.
That's right. Our Maria Rodriguez was one of the premier Chicago fashion designers of her era. As we would later learn, she had a 17-year career in the industry before she took over her uncle's restaurant, El Nuevo Mexicano.
The fashion collection that I produced in the 80s and 90s was compiled of wovens and knits. Everything was always about texture. We would use yarns that were textured and I would weave them, and then we would take the same yarns and on knitting machines we would actually make sweaters.
Okay. I sat down with Maria to talk about her style and process, which she cared very deeply about. But we started by talking about little Maria.
I was born on Taylor Street and I grew up on Well, technically the southwest side of Chicago, but when I started working, I moved to the north side. So basically this area, Broadway and Belmont, first apartment there.
Maria says she grew up in a creative family full of artists and musicians. And little Maria was always wearing something, as she put it, unusual.
The friends that I grew up with, that I went to grammar school with, not one of them was surprised that I got into fashion, because apparently I was a little fashionista back then.
Maria's working life was just as eclectic as her sense of style. She said back in the 70s, her first jobs were at a collection agency and then an advertising agency doing accounts receivable. And these skills would help her later in life. But she points to one particular moment in the early 80s that really launched her into weaving and design.
A friend of mine, actually the girl that lived next door, invited me to a store. She said, "Oh, I'm going to go pick up yarn." She was very creative. I walked in. There was a loom. I fell in love. Like within 15 minutes, I said, "I'm going to buy this." I bought that and a whole bunch of yarn, and I started weaving these shawls and little scarves, and then I would brush them, and I brought them into the store that I used to shop in. And she flipped out, bought them all, and that was the start of my little business.
She said she had no formal training, but pretty soon after that, she graduated from shawls and scarves to outfits.
And I started doing clothing. I don't know how, but because I didn't know how to sew. And my first collection was bought by a store, you know, on Oak Street, which was Ultimo, which was the store on Old in Chicago.
Okay. So fast forward, we get to your first line at Ultimo. Mm-hmm. How did that go?
Well, back then, Chicago, the apparel center was all 13 floors. You know what the apparel center is? It's across from the Mart.
Yeah.
So all of that was just loaded with fashion designers and manufacturers. So back then, it was really easy. You just like kind of walked in and showed your line to a rep, and they would say, "Oh, I would love to represent you." And they, other stores would come in and they would see your line, and then they would order it. But it started so small, so by the time Ultimo bought it, my rep said, you better hire people, because, like, I needed Indeed at the time, right? So she goes, "You better get a staff together, because you're not going to be able to keep up with what is going to, about to happen to you."
Okay.
And which was true. I had to hire a bunch of people, and then I had knitters, and we were all doing this in the basement of this old Victorian house on Surrey Court, and I rented the top floor. Somebody else lived on the second floor, and I rented the basement. And that's where I started my little business.
Okay.
Until we couldn't fit anymore. And then I went to Elston and Webster.
Wow, and had like a production kind of space there.
Right. I wound up getting 10,000 square feet.
10,000 square feet is quite the upgrade. The size of about maybe five houses in Chicago. And Maria says all that space was necessary after this one particular fashion show that gave her incredible exposure. It was specifically for Chicago designers.
Every major like publication was covering this show, and it was unbelievable. We were all out partying the night before, so the day of the show was like, "Oh my God, my head hurts." But it was such a great, exciting event. And I remember when they reviewed the show, I was one of the top three. So they put us on the cover, and it was, that was it. That just blew the roof off. And from then, I didn't look back.
Whoa. I mean, what's going through your mind during this time? Are you just like riding the wave?
I'm riding the wave, and it was the kind of thing when it was happening for all of us. So Richard Dayhoff, Mark Heiss, we were all in the same, and so we were leaning on each other.
Maria was on the cover of Women's Wear Daily. She was in Marshall Field's, all the big name stores, not just in Chicago, but New York as well. She even says Oprah wore one of her sweaters on air. Eventually, Maria left the industry. She took a sabbatical that didn't last long. Again, as a testament to her eclectic set of career choices, Maria decided to go to film school. She started filming and editing video for Chicago dance companies. She never did go back to fashion. And then her uncle passed away in 2004. He owned a restaurant, El Nuevo Mexicano. After some reflection, Maria decided to buy it from his estate.
It just like occurred to me, like, wow, I love to cook, I love to entertain. This is a perfect venue for it. I'm gonna take this over. So I wound up learning, that was a big learning curve, just everything about it. It took about 6 months till I was really comfortable. And once I took it over, it was clear sailing.
Wow.
Maria changed the whole menu. She took out all the lard and made big parts of the menu vegan. Vegan in 2004. What I noticed about Maria Rodriguez was that she dives headfirst into all these creative ventures, regardless of whether she has any prior experience. And a common theme for her was the making part of it, the process. So I asked her if there's something about the steps she takes to weave a scarf, chop chilies, or edit a video, if that's what gets her going. Maybe even more than the final product?
I'm not really sure. I think what it is, it's taking raw materials and fine-tuning it so it makes sense and there's a flow to it and a story. It's really the storytelling. Like with designing, because we had to do collections, so you're basically telling a story there. Mm. You're telling the story of yes. how the yarns are made and how you could wear this in the morning or you could change it up for the evening, etc. And the same thing even with the cooking. It starts with the raw chilies and then they toast them and then they broil them or do whatever. And you're creating this process.
Yeah.
So that part is really interesting to me.
Yeah. Reflecting back on your time, your fashion design days, how do you think on it? Is it fondly? Was it exhausting? I mean, how do you think back on that time?
For the most part, it was fun, but I never liked laying people off. When we're talking about Indeed, I had to get yeah. employees. I had 60 employees, which was
Whoa.
A lot. And you know that every collection, you had to make sure that every single one of those 60 people had something to do. And there was a lot of pressure. Within that time, I'd gotten married. 7 years later, we had my daughter. So I didn't have the same kind of intense drive that you really need to have to run a company like that. So I started shrinking it down, mm-hmm. it down. And then at some point, that's when I decided I needed to take the sabbatical.
Yeah. Do you still make clothes or style people?
I'm always styling my friends. They love that. We're always playing house, our little games in our closet. But I think for the most part, it's a little disappointing to me sometimes when I go shopping. I'm looking for something that doesn't exist. Mm. It's a little hard. And I wind up like buying and returning only because, oh, I thought it was going to be this and it's not. So there are things that I'm always looking for, that little missing piece and a unique item for your wardrobe that you just know is going to be special.
Yeah. Maria Rodriguez was the founder of Maria Rodriguez Chicago, an iconic apparel brand based here in the city in the 80s and 90s. Currently, she is the owner of El Nuevo Mexicano, a Mexican restaurant in Lakeview. Maria, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
This episode of Curious City was produced by me and Justin Bull. Mary Hall is our digital producer. Susie Ahn is our editor. Curious City is a production of WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. If you have questions about Chicago and the region, send them our way at curiouscity@wbez.org or visit us at wbez.org/curiouscity. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you next week.
Rise and shine. WBEZ is serving local stories for breakfast every weekday morning from 5 to 11. Tune in on the WBEZ app to hear what Chicago's talking about as you start your day.